Title this morning is Giving an A. Giving an A, as in the first letter of the alphabet. Ben Zander is the founder and the musical director of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, also the Youth Philharmonic Orchestra. Together with his wife, Roz, they have written a book entitled The Art of Possibility, and it discusses certain practices of living and approaches to life, and one of these they call giving an A. And this idea started when Ben was teaching a class in musical performance, practical music playing, to some postgraduate students. And he was aware that the students were generally very concerned about the marks they were going to achieve from their practical exam. And so when they play their pieces, they tend to be very tense because of not wanting to make any mistakes. And instead of focusing on the feeling and the expression of the music, they were more concerned about not making any errors. And so Ben decided on a new approach. He told them at the beginning of the course that he was giving them all an A in advance. Hence the phrase, giving an A. But there was a condition. They had to write him a letter dated as the end of the year, although they would write at the beginning of the year. And the letter had to begin with the words, I got my A because. And they would then proceed to tell the story of what would have happened to them by the end of the year that was in line with this excellent mark. And the emphasis was to be not so much on what they had achieved, but on the person that they had become in their life and musically, and the way in which they had developed during that year. So, for example, one student wrote, I got an A because I had the courage to examine my fears, and I realized that they had no place in my life. I changed from someone who was scared to make a mistake to someone who knows she has a contribution to make to other people, musically and personally. I've accepted the joy that comes from knowing that my music can change the world. And Zander's right, this A is not an expectation to live up to, but a possibility to live into. Not an expectation to live up to, but a possibility to live into. So what's the relevance of all of this? I see Jesus saying, in effect, to Simon Peter in that passage in the Gospel, Simon Peter, I'm giving you an A. When Jesus meets Simon, he says to him, you are Simon, son of John, but you will be called Kephas, or Peter. And the meaning of that name, of course, is a rock. And Jesus is saying to Peter, in effect, others may see in you a fickle and a volatile character. I see in you the potential of what you can become. I see in you a rock of strength and dependability for my church and my kingdom. I'm giving you an A. And that's what Peter proceeds to become, isn't he? A rock foundation for the early church. Talking of rock and stone and such like, Michelangelo, the great painter and sculptor, was apparently one day busy working on a new big block of marble. And somebody going by asked him what he was doing. And he said, I'm releasing the angel trapped inside this marble. I'm releasing the angel imprisoned within this marble. Others may have seen just a great big block of stone, but in every block of stone or marble, he was able to see some hidden, beautiful statue. And all that he had to do was really to remove the excess material to release and to reveal the work of art within. I think that's a bit how God sees us. God says to us, you don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to kill yourself working for an A. As Paul says, by grace you have already been saved. I've already given you an A. All that you must do now is to live into the person that I've made you to be. To go back to the image of the orchestra, God says to us, you're part of the orchestra. Just relax and play your part, whether you're the first violinist or whether you're the person playing the triangle at the back. Do you notice how God's chosen servant describes himself in the passage in Isaiah? It's a passage that speaks about the coming Messiah, but also about God's faithful people down the ages. God's servant says, the Lord called me before I was born. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant, in whom I will be glorified. That sounds to me like giving an A, isn't it? In our covenant service a couple of weeks ago, we were reminded of God's covenant with us. Yes, also ours with his, but in the first place, God's covenant with us. His commitment to you and to me, sealed in the blood of Jesus. God isn't planning to abandon us. God isn't planning to let go of us. He's not planning to drop us from the orchestra. You're part of the orchestra. He says, now continue to grow into the musician, the player that I know that you are. Now all of this doesn't mean that we simply sit back and do nothing. Remember, like Ben Zander's students, we must also play our part to become the person that we predicted that we would be by the end of the course. And so we'll want to make sure that we do our part. We want to make sure that we show up at class, that we do the other things that we need to do in the context of our walk with God. But all of that we do not in order to earn an A by the end, but because we've already been given an A. And we're simply cooperating with God to live into that being, that person. This also doesn't mean that we should ignore the seriousness, the reality of sin. Sin needs to be recognized and dealt with. Maybe it's a bit like the rough edges that need to be knocked off that marble to produce the statue inside. That first part of the gospel reading speaks about Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And we need to deal with the past, to deal with those things that might prevent us from living into what God wants us to be. The writer of Hebrews says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that clings so tightly to us, and let us run with perseverance the race set out before us. And then just one other thing that I want to add, and that is that I believe God wants us to give others an A too. To try to see other people as they can be in their very best nature. To try and see people as God sees them. To try and see people made in the image of God as we are. And not only the nice ones, but but everyone. The person at work who gets on your nerves, the driver who cuts you off, Aunt Agatha who drives you crazy. Because when we give people an A, I think we find ourselves viewing them differently. We see in them, as it were, the statue hidden inside, behind the rough exterior. I think Jesus brings it all together when he says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." As I've given you an A, so you should give others an A also. I close with a story about a certain monastery. This monastery had fallen on hard times. The monks were getting old, and the enthusiasm and the vitality of earlier times seemed to have gone out of their work and their mission. And the abbot, who was in charge and concerned about the situation, wanted to speak to somebody outside of the monastery. So he went to visit the local rabbi. The rabbi didn't have any ready solution. All that he said to him was, "Remember, the Messiah is one of you. Remember, the Messiah is one of you." And so the abbot reported this back to the other monks, and each of them began to think, who could it be? Maybe it's the abbot, he's the oldest, he's the most senior. Or maybe it's Brother John, he's really very good at praying. Or maybe Brother Martin, he's always full of good and kind deeds. And me? No, surely not me. Lord, truly, I couldn't mean that much to you. And so the monks began to see each other and to see themselves with a new respect. And the atmosphere of the monastery began to change, and the vibrancy and vitality began to return to their lives and to their work and to their ministry in that community. You are Peter. You are Simon, but you will be called Peter, the Rock.